good friend of mine is a tremendous Baal Tzedakah. I would say he gives a lot more tzedakah than he really could afford. And people know what a good heart he has. And I've heard from him now. He told me where he sits with his chavrusa now in Lakewood in a certain Beis Medrash. He told me now in the summer, at least once a day while he's in the Beis Medrash, somebody comes over to him and asks him if he could please help him out with paying for his day camp expenses for his children. So what I understand is, I think he gives a lot more. He didn't really tell me exactly how much he gives. What I picked up, he gives a minimum of $300 per person. But this is something, we're starting now the month of August. The day camps, how people are so, a lot of people have to keep their children home because they can't afford the day camps. And I don't have to tell you what that is, keeping your children home in the summer, keeping home one child, two children, three children, what that does to the children, what that does to the parents. This is something that in our time, in our society, is a basic necessity. This is something, and you know what, and I mentioned to him, you know, I spoke in a different chair about tuition, so I mentioned to my friend of mine, he says, yeah, he can't give so much now because he has to save at the end of the summer when people are getting letters, they can't come back to the moistus if they don't, to the schools, if they don't pay up their tuitions, he has to save most of the money for then, so now he's only giving out $300. Whatever. But a person should realize we have things now, there are all types of camps that a person could go ahead and someone can send for 1 week. A lot of camps will take someone by the week, pay by the week, or pay for 2 weeks. And it's not that much money when you're adding it up. One kid, two kids, three kids. But this is something that's so easy for somebody else to come and pitch in. Somebody who's not yet paying tuition, who's not yet paying day camps. They're newly married. Someone has a brother or a sister that has kids home for the summer. They have kids home and they're not going to day camp. And you have a few extra dollars, nicer money. This should be the first place you should give it to. Now, a person is going to say, but I can't embarrass them. They're not going to want to accept money from me to pay for day camp. So a very simple answer to that is that a person can go and give it to the parents or to the in-laws. Most people will take money from the parents and in-laws. Here, I want to sponsor camp for one of the kids. That's a very nice, normal thing that parents or in-laws should want to do. And if you know your parents or in-laws don't have enough money to do that, or they're giving them already other money other times and they're maxed out, somebody who's giving nicer money anyways, this should be the first place they should give it to. And like I said in that other share when we spoke about tuitions, it's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Sim in Yerideya, Sim in Reishnan Aleph Sif Gimel. Some furisha shulchan aruch that you're mechuyev to give to your relatives before anybody else, before shchenim, before ani yircha, before ani eretz yisrael, before moistis, before yeshivas, before kailulim. Relatives come first, and it goes a whole list of the relatives. We're not talking about your own children that you're supporting, that are literally living in your house. If they're your children that are living in your house, that's the karasusha, that's a different halacha. If that, the first thing comes, the person has to give money to their parents to help support them for tzedakah. If their parents come your married children, and if they're your married children, come your brothers and sisters. And that means if your brother, anyone has a brother or sister who is struggling and can't make ends meet, or has kids home for the day camp, or can't pay tuitions, that is the first thing that a person has to give their money to. And we spoke about in that year, Machlokes, Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, that you're mechuyev at least half of your ma'aser money, your chayiv to give first, half of your tzedakah money that you give, not only ma'aser, even if someone gives more than ma'aser, half of the tzedakah money they give is mechuyev to go to a relative, if you have a relative that needs it. Rav Moshe holds even more than half. But the Chazon Ish is at least half. So at least half of the tzedakah, any amount of tzedakah someone is giving, he's obligated to give at least half to a relative if he has any relative that needs it. And we said over, and I said over in that shit, there's two very important points. The Mordechai, the Rav, the Rishonim say that it's a mechiv d'oraisa. It's a chiv minat Torah. The proper way to give tzedakah, minat Torah. I'm going to go through all through. There's different psukim that they're darshaning. Many different psukim that there is. But that kaponim, it's a chiv deraisa, the gun breeze in shulchan aruch from a sefri, different drushes. that you're chayiv min haTorah to give to your relatives first. And now, number one, about day camps, everyone could see someone has kids home. I don't think anybody's keeping their kids home from day camp just because that, you know, I enjoy to keep, that's my shita, to keep them home. That's a very rare thing. If someone's kids are home, it's because they can't afford it. So there you know right away, you don't have to make any phone calls. And I explained to them that all this year about tuition, we said that if you don't know if someone has thousands of dollars of debt in tuition, 99% of people listening to this year have relatives that owe thousands of dollars of tuition. I was talking the other day to different people that are considered, you know, fine. They have parnasa. One of them owes $25,000 to tuition. Another one owes $10,000 to tuition. And they both don't know how they're going to pay it. This is meisim b'chol yer. So, therefore, what a person has to do is call a meisid and say, I'm calling up so-and-so. I have a thin relative. I would like to help pay the tuition. Can I hear how much they owe? And then if they owe a nice amount of money, or they owe even that amount of money, then you are obligated, mina Torah, to give half of your tzedakah to that moisid to help relieve the burden and the pain from your relative. And there's so much that we could do. There's so much if people would all pitch in to helping their relatives. Instead of giving to all these Chinese auctions and all moisid, which are beautiful, but that should be the second half of what you give. But the first half, minat Torah b'deraisa, you're obligated to give to a relative. May we all be zeicha to give, to fulfill our obligation in Hilchas Tzedakah, and give to the first place that we're mechuyev to give to our relatives.